The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
Or a Pinga?
Oh, by the way, I think I saw Pinga in the second Mummy movie.
Oh yeah?
When they go to their back to their house and they're attacked by the guys like dressed in red. I think when the guy throws something at him and it goes sticks in the door, I think that was a Pinga.
I thought it was just a scimitar.
No, because it was definitely
wicked curved.
Yeah,
wicked,
wicked
curved.
The curve yes, left or right?
You do find some masks, ceremonial.
Some I didn't correct you this time.
It's
some cereal.
Cody not wording so good today.
Ceremonial. It's what you wear while you have pneumonia.
He doesn't even
ceremonial.
Oh no, he does have the first one though.
I added on top of that though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that was like one and a half. It's literally the fatigue from being up with the kid the other night. Yes, you find some masks of the pharaoh or other religious masks from priests.
Nothing that jumps at me.
Nothing that looks like it's made from wood from another space and time.
Okay.
Jasmine, you are going to endure a long lecture of the Oceanic and Peloponnesian cultures.
You bet. I start asking questions about rainbow snakes and sand bats and things that live in the ocean and everything. And start asking like really esoteric scholarly questions based off of what I've already read and learned.
Roll,
and really try to puzzle this guy.
Roll charm.
I thought you'd never ask. There's a 31 out of 66.
He promptly fucks off. Looking at you like you are crazy.
Yeah, because I am. Got him to leave, didn't it?
It did indeed.
And now I'm going to be left alone for the rest of the time. I go back and...
So that takes a couple of hours for you to do that. Anything else? I figure you got a couple more hours to kill. Are you just going to poke around the museum? Are you going to do anything in particular?
I'll read Africa's Dark Sex.
Okay, so you're going to go back to the hotel to do that then? I'm assuming you didn't carry it with you?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if you want to carry it
around
London...
Oh, no, I totally would have asked that you bring it.
I would assume that you had, like, a satchel that you would carry.
Oh, no, I totally have a satchel.
Okay, so
then I'll sit quietly.
The books are in the possession of Sybil.
Yes.
Good to know.
I would know that it's there.
I want to know where they are. You sit down and begin to read Africa's Dark Sex. Roll library use.
I would also sit down. We would find a little corner of the cafe where they serve tea at the British Museum and just pull out our books.
Nope.
Do I get some library use?
And awareness.
Sure. we'll call it two more, Schroeder.
It's a 44 out of 27. Not so much.
Awareness is the thing in this game.
It is not awareness.
What are you reading?
Spot Hidden.
Jasmine? You're still reading the Life as a God?
Yep.
Okay.
Still the same. Yep, there we go.
I'm at 6. First person telling of Egypt or some shit.
He got the other book.
I know he got the other book. It's fantastic.
You're at what now, Jasmine? 6?
6.
And Schroeder, you are at what?
3.
You're at 3 on... You're reading which one?
Africa's Dark Sex.
Okay. And Jasmine, you're reading...
Life is God.
And you're at how much? You said six?
Six. Okay. I went from four to six.
Neither of you are there yet.
Well, no. We know.
But I don't know. I don't remember from the top of my head.
Thank you for checking.
Did I get anything more specific out of my read?
Like, no, that's, I mean, it seems to be a long rambling tale of like, we ran into these cultures and this is what they did and they had weird practices and they worshiped things from the sea and like, they lived on fruits and berries and, you know, fish are important religiously, and that's about what you okay. got so far.
No specific cult names or anything?
No. Yeah. 6 o'clock rolls around. You are now escorted from the library. You walk out and you notice your two companions are absorbed in reading as well.
Did you say the museum closed at 6? Or just the library portion? Or
the library portion that you were in closed at 6. Okay. I think the general library is probably closing at this point anyway.
Okay.
Or getting close to.
Yeah, on a Saturday, that would make sense.
Yeah, if they don't close at 6, I gotta imagine they close at 6:30 or 7.
Did you guys happen to find anything? Or find anything interesting?
The majority of all the Egyptology artifacts were donated by the Pinyi Foundation.
Seems reasonable.
And the hours of operation are Monday through Friday.
Correct.
Business hours.
Yeah. He didn't give you the exact times, but, I mean, you assume 8 to 5, give or take. You're not that far away. You could also walk by the place if you wanted to, of course. Everything's close.
Doing that.
Also, something to keep in mind, and I don't know if the post is the same. If newspaper is the same in London or not, but Sunday's typically the largest publication day of the week. I would think the scoop might still be working.
I mean, you could pop by. You could pop around and see.
Depends on if it's a daily, weekly.
It's the scoop.
Evening paper.
It's the truth we're all not getting.
At this point, I would imagine that most papers are still on the weekend. You're probably still doing a morning and evening edition.
Yeah.
So yes, if the scoop is a daily, there's almost certainly people working there.
Just a thought.
Maybe not at this point. It's getting late in the evening because the evening edition has probably already gone to print because it has to. It's already out on newsstands by now. But yes, it's possible.
But Mickey's the editor, right? Is that right?
Yes. He was in Jackson Elias's Little Black Book as a contact.
Right.
Mickey Mahoney, editor of The Scoop.
Irish McIrishman.
Yeah, as we leave the university, yeah, I would walk by the foundation just sure. to get a layout.
Yeah, I guess the scoop was the farthest away, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
In
like,
the opposite direction.
Like, the university's here, and I'm pretty sure the foundation was somewhere like
5 blocks.
Over here, yeah.
Pretty
close. You did a pretty good job of grouping all this. We picked a good hotel.
You show.
The hotel was like right here.
Grady's like, I don't know where it's at. We just got lucky.
It's almost like the hotels that they recommended you stay in are all really close to everything.
Yep.
You see that a high iron fence surrounds the foundation building at the front and the rear.
Like the Carlisle estate?
It's a little more decorative, a little less like...
menacing?
Right, but it is still a secured location. As you kind of walk around the block, you see there is a delivery entrance at the back. You see the gate that is, of course, locked, that is padlocked with a couple of chains. It would swing open enough for delivery vehicles. So good-sized delivery vehicles, you can tell things come in and out of here.
No dogs or security?
Spot.
I mean, like the Carlisle State.
No,
like
no.
Constant it's, patrols.
No, although you have...
I have stuff.
Did you have tactics or something? Military something or other?
No.
But that was one of yours.
Military tactics isn't a thing in this game.
Well, yeah. No, but you could have that like under craft, I think, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Spot hidden rolls.
All right, oh. These dice are
fail.
Officially dead for the day.
Pass by half.
You do notice it is kind of evening time. You do see it's just dark enough that you can see a flashlight or something moving around the second floor. So if you make mention of that to Eustace, you get the sense that there is at least one guard in there for the weekend. Could be more. It's hard to tell. It is clearly a two-story building. The second story has a lot of windows and natural light. to it. The first story, there seems to be very little. There's a step going up into the foundation itself, and there does appear to be some sort of loading dock or something off the back.
Is the flashlight moving about like erratically, or does it seem to be pretty like,
No, steady? It seems to be kind of just general passes. You catch it for a few moments, and then it disappears. Whether you saw it while it was in a room, whether you saw it while ever. There would be a sign that would post the times. The Penhue Foundation is open 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. And it states that the collection is open for public viewing from noon to 4.
Okay.
So yeah, you get the sense that it's not a Fort Knox type of security, but it is clearly patrolled. Anything else?
Do you want to try to run by the scoop?
I would assume from where we are to there is going to take at least an hour, so probably not.
Well, we could hail a cab.
That's true. If you'd like to try,
I mean, I don't know that there'd be anybody there. I guess if it's we're in the middle of the evening,
maybe we just go back to grab a drink and find out how often the scoop is published, so that way we know if they would have been there or not, or if they'll be there tomorrow.
Idea roll, Eustace.
Barely. 63 out of 65. Can't check your idea.
You do notice, you do remember from the paper that there was an ad for a subscription. And you do notice that there is like a standard edition, there's a special edition, and then there's a night edition. So you do imagine that they are probably putting out twice a day on the weekends.
So we should be good at least tomorrow.
And I mean, if you stop and ask anyone up and down the road who's selling a paper, they're going to tell you, yeah, they're a daily and they typically put out morning and night, at least on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. I don't know if you want to go back and read tomorrow, but at the very least, the two of us could go scope it out.
Yeah, it might be... Do I get a sense of how far into that scriptures that I...
A decent bit.
Okay. Yeah, maybe at least spend...
Off to the pub?
Another day.
Fish and chips?
Yeah.
Fish and chips, pint of bitter. Welcome, welcome.
Now I really want fish and chips.
I know, it makes me more hungry.
Yes. So you have a couple of pints, have a spot of Toad in the Hole.
What's the requirement to be able to get a solid reading if I want to, like, read in the night? Like, how many hours?
You'd have to spend a good number of hours. You'd have to stay up late.
Okay.
Sunday rolls around. I'm already adjusting a little bit to try and give you too much, so I don't want to just give it to you for minutes at night before you go to bed.
I get that, but, like...
I just want you to have the information rather than taking 45 weeks for a game that you've literally been 4 weeks reading.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, you wake up.
Go to the local church, not the cathedral.
For sure.
Find some old biddies who want to gossip.
All right. Sybil's going to go gossip with old English biddies.
You betcha.
I'm going to stay right where I'm at.
I'm going to let that one sit because I don't know where it's going and I'm intrigued. You two, as she just says, popping around to church. Back in a tiff.
Jiffy.
I want to go back to the museum and try to read.
Your reader's pass is still good. So you could spend all day reading if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I'll just stay at the hotel and read until she gets back.
Okay.
I want to can I have time to have maybe just like an hour or two to look around the
if you want to take some time to look around the
as somebody who's probably a little more versed in Egyptology, would I discern anything different than them?
You can roll archaeology. I think that's what you've got it in.
Yeah.
It's Egyptology is technically a different skill.
No.
The collection is pretty it's a pretty solid collection. Like, it's a lot of cool things. You notice that it's a lot of new stuff. It's new to the museum. It's freshly dug, which makes sense. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. But it's a vast array. It would give the casual observer a great view of ancient Egypt. You know, there are a few sarcophagi, I guess, technically. There are some sarcophagi. There are some burial wrappings. There are some urns. There's some good stuff. You are suitably impressed because you've probably been here before, and the collection has gotten a lot better since the last time you were here.
Okay. Yep, I'll go read.
I'll take a library use roll from Troy and from Schroeder.
Nope.
I'll give you one, Troy, and I'll give you one, Schroeder. Not a whole lot more you gain. Let's go to the biddies. What are you doing in church?
People watching.
Anglican?
Yes.
Okay. You notice several... give me a no roll.
Yes.
What religion is Miss Ripley Robertson?
Southern Baptist.
Okay, so the Anglican Church reminds you a lot of Catholicism with some weird stuff.
I've recently been to an Anglican service in Indianapolis. Very much reminds me of Catholic Mass, but in English.
Almost as if that was intentional. Yep. And the whole reason that the Church of England exists.
Yep.
Divorce.
Yep.
So yes, you noticed the standard things that one would notice in terms of how the service is slightly different.
Yes.
In so much as someone who was raised Baptist could.
So me. Right. I just wasn't raised Southern Baptist.
They don't do anything with snakes, nor do they speak in tongues.
Right.
Otherwise, everyone seems remotely friendly. A few of them pick up on your accent and have a nice chat.
Old church biddy's very talkative.
For sure. Is there any topic of conversation you wish to raise?
I want to know about the happenings in London. The galas, the parties, the gossip of the local area.
Oh, darling. Surely you've heard of all the strikes. I mean...
Well, certainly.
It is just... It's a damn shame, you know, pardon my language. Sorry. She makes a sign of the cross.
Is she Irish?
Apparently. Sure. Apparently I'm British now, too, so. I don't know if you caught that.
Tis a terrible thing. And she goes on to explain that at this time you're getting a lot of unemployment is fairly high. You're getting a lot of folks who are rebelling against, again, what you would consider the establishment at this point, against the royalty, against the House of Lords. There should be more power in the House of Commons. Commerce should rule the day. They talk about this ad nauseum. This is just not the way it was when I was a child, you know? Back then, the commoners knew their place, and the royalty knew their place, and I don't see why they have to march in the streets. It's just a damn nuisance. Sorry, Jesus. You know, over and over and over.
Yep. Cool. I'm going to start asking...
Would they say sorry, Jesus?
I assume or so. Sorry,
Anglican, sorry. Yes.
They would say it wouldn't be sorry, Mary?
Not Anglican.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Anglican, we get less Mary, more Jesus.
Well, everything is less Mary.
Than the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Can I ask about the sites? What new things have come to town?
Sure.
The circus. Trying to get my general.
No. She gives you something important.
I'm opening the door to any plot there is.
No, for sure. I know she did. I gotta find that bit, though. There is currently...
The bit from the biddy?
Yes. Get the bit from the biddy. There is currently going on, like, a massive celebration of, essentially, British colonialism. British imperialism. Like, this was, you could look it up, this is like a year-long celebration of all the colonies.
Oh!
And I think it has
the Commonwealth?
Just
yeah. Opened. Like the... Yeah.
They make mention of it in the England chapter. I don't remember where, but I remember reading it.
Hey, it's almost like you have a PDF.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it's called, which makes searching very difficult.
Oh. You could always hand it to me, I'll find it.
It's easier to turn the pages and look for the pull-out box that
good
says...
Good try.
I know. I try very hard. It doesn't always work. But, old biddies.
It was called the British Empire Exhibition.
Very bottom line.
During 1924
to 19... You said it like eight times, and I was just like, why is this ringing a bell? And then there it was.
From 1924 to 1925, the British Empire Exhibition at Wembley in North London was a major event, attracting millions of visitors from across the world. The exhibition's aim was to stimulate trade, strengthen bonds that bind mother country to her sister states and daughters, to bring into closer contact the one with each other, to enable all who owe allegiance to the British flag to meet on common ground and learn to know each other.
So it was the World's Fair, but only for people in the Commonwealth.
Yes. It was only... But the thing is as you begin to talk to them, you get things like, it was open, it's open 12 to 13 hours a day. It's fairly inexpensive to attend. It has large buildings that themed things like housing and transport and industry. And each of the colonies, was given its own pavilion to display cultural, archaeological, and technical achievements. She makes note that the Canadian pavilion included a full-size reproduction of the Prince of Wales, sculpted out of butter.
Yeah.
As you do.
Butter sculptures, still a thing. Isn't Minnesota, I think it is?
That sounds like a thing that your part of the country would do.
Iowa. I'm not from Minnesota or Iowa.
Minnesota, what's the difference between Minnesota and Wisconsin?
Fucking an accent.
You have football teams that hate each other.
Yes.
Name one other difference.
One says they have 10,000 lakes and one actually has more than that.
See, no one cares.
Yeah, one has more dairy cows than the other. It actually has industry.
I thought Montana was the state of 10,000 lakes.
No, that's Minnesota.
No, it's Minnesota. Yeah. That's where the Lakers were originally.
Mm. That makes so much more sense.
Yep.
It's okay. The Braves are also from Milwaukee, not Atlanta.
Just like the Utah
Thank
Jazz.
Thank you, Hank Aaron. Sense. No, it doesn't. And I hated it for stealing my name. All growing up.
The Utah Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Nolens.
Fact.
Eventually we'll set something there.
So yes, they let you know about whatever I said, the British exhibition. And she said, how dare you, really, really should take the time to go see it. It's a fantastic achievement.
Have you been lately? I'd love a little tour of someone who's been.
No, sorry. Off to have a bit of a kip. Thing with the ladies after church, meet up with the husbands and the children.
Certainly. Well, you've been absolutely wonderful. Perhaps I'll see you next week as well.
Of course. Cheerio. F*** off. Go find the plot yourself.
No, that's fine. I'm just looking for more NPCs. Sure. I've lost mine.
There you go. Chad was like, I need to establish backup characters.
Who does?
You do. You're like,
yeah, no.
I lost my backup character. I need to establish more.
No. I know who my next backup character is going to be. You're going to love it.
Sweet.
Him. You'll love him.
You go back to the Waldorf.
Cecil.
No, I'm not playing Cecil.
Sorry. I kind of want to do it. Just see the shock on Lucas's face.
Like, next session, we'll just start it out like
you
she's
see a
Cecil.
One-legged man. You hear tap thump. Tap, thump. Tap, thump.
Little motorized wheelchair.
Geek. Piston powered. The two of you read, it's now lunchtime on Sunday. You can have a spot of tea at the pint.
If it's midday, you want to try to go buy the scoop?
Yeah, if you're coming back, I didn't know if you were spending the whole day there or what you were doing.
I mean, how many, again, that's kind of part of my question. Like, how many hours does it take to come?
That's your one try for the day.
Yeah, we'll consider that your try for the day. Maybe you're just having trouble focusing and you could come back a little after lunch.
I couldn't remember my husband's name. I thought it was Thomas. It's Ian.
That's what happens when you spend a month away from him.
I keep writing him letters. I wrote one before we left New York. I wrote one after we got to London.
The last three have had the wrong name on them.
That bodes well.
Ian opens up. Who the fuck is Thomas?
That's my brother. What? It says that darling.
Bitch. Harlot.
Yeah, let's go for the scoop.
Scoop. Are you joining them at the scoop, Jasmine?
Yes.
Sweet. You head off to Fleet Street. Grab the book.
Yep.
All right, Jeff, introduce yourself. I don't know.
The offices of the
I'd
scoop.
I'd hope he was going to be playing an Irishman.
There's this barber.
I Mr. Todd, Esquire.
Yeah.
Great.
The offices of Scoop are easily found on the third floor of a shabby building in Fleet Street. As you walk in, it is a hive of activity. There are about six people in here doing the work of about 12 or 13. They're all running around, copy, people are screaming. You soon identify that the yelling is mostly being done by one older, overweight, red-headed man who's chomping on a cigar.
So it's just an Irish Kensington.
Yep.
I mean...
Mickey!
Get me pictures of Spider-Man. Let's see.
The blurrier, the better.
Overweight with red hair and a wicked smile, normally surrounded by cigar smoke. And you, I mean, as soon as you step in here, Jesus Mary, where the f**k's the, we need that article, page two. No, bring that here, bring it, Jimmy, over here. No. And you see he starts scribbling something, page three. No, you don't get 300 words, 200, that's not worth 300, all right? Jesus. You see him light up another stogie. Come on, people, we gotta get this paper out. Let's go.
Mr. Mahoney, I presume?
American. Come to tour the fatherland, then. Good to see ya.
Not quite.
Keep forgetting that you're Scottish. But you're a Scottish man with a Spanish name, or the Spanish look about you because you have Spanish heritage, and so I don't really know how to place you.
With a...
Be better, then.
All right, I'll do my best.
And isn't Owen Young, like, pretty much a straight-up American name?
No, Young is a very Scottish name.
Young is a Scottish name? Okay. I don't know.
So is Owen.
That's why I'm asking.
Mick Young is a Scottish name.
No.
Mickey Mahoney, editor, Scoop, pleasure to meet you. What can I do? Got a deadline. You see him just...
We got your name from our good friend Jackson Elias.
Aye, Jackson, yeah. Elias. Oh, Christ Jesus. Damn shame. Sorry to hear about it.
So you have heard?
Yes. Came over the wire. Terrible thing. Here, Stephen Wiles. Mary, Jimmy. Page three. Get page... No. 200 words, not 300. Please, step into my office. He takes you into what is essentially a coat closet with windows so he can see the floor. Offer you a seat, but only got two. Please. Miss, of course. And he shows you the seat behind the desk. Tad bit comfier than that seat.
Much appreciated.
Ah, lovely. Charm, my dear. And he, like I said, this room is saturated with cigar smoke.
Oh, it's
horrid.
It
is just filled.
Yeah.
To each their own. He thinks it's lovely.
Of course. Smells like her dad's study. Big tobacco smoker.
Personal. Good friend of Jackson Elias myself. Again, sorry to hear about it. I don't know what you could possibly do and be here at the Scoop, but any friend of Jackson Elias is a friend of mine.
Yeah, well, we happened to come upon him, actually, right after he was murdered.
Hell. He makes the sign of the cross again.
Supposed to be meeting with him, and essentially we've kind of quested ourselves to find out who's responsible.
Huh.
And
noble indeed.
We've kind of been led here on a bigger search.
Kind of backtracking his latest trip.
Oh, I suppose makes sense. He went... Straight to New York from here, aye? You see him take a drag on the cigar and sort of think for a moment. Aye. He was here in Christmas time, I believe. Roughly, give or take. Yes. He died mid-January, aye? Makes
right,
sense?
Correct.
Aye?
What did he happen to come to talk to you about? You remember?
Oh, big story. Says he had proof of some sort of cult operating here in London. I don't know if you've read the editorials of The Scoop, but that's the type of true news that we like to share with our readership.
Did you actually publish anything that he told you?
Nah. He had hinted at a story, but he couldn't get it, but if you're able to find anything in your search, I'd be more than happy to pay you. The going rate for him was about £15.
Did he happen to leave any information with you that he had, you know, any leads that he had been working on when he was here?
No. Jackson would come in and sort of do a little bit of research. Always paid off for me. Always a good man, that Jackson Elias. Always knew how to take care of his friends, you know? He provided me with some insight in and amongst the stranger things happen about the world, and in return, he used the scoop for additional information.
What was he studying the scoop the last time he was here?
Let me see. There were a couple things. And you see him starts to think about it. Yes, there are a couple of stories. We'd have to pull them from the archives. I can give you the titles. There was a story about the painter, right? And there was a story about the beast in up north, right? And the murders in Soho. He was very interested in that as well. Those were the pieces he was looking at. Not quite sure why, but like I said, anything that was a nice little tidbit, we put it to the side, and Jackson would always come in. Like I said, he knew how to take care of his friends, would always give me some stories or something to publish. You know, something to give the scoop that extra little whoosh.
Is there anything in this office that's worth looking at while he talks?
Roll spot hidden.
That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. That is an .8. So that is an extreme.
You notice a number of things on his desk. You see that what you begin to get, if you don't already, is that there are a number of like saucy or salubrious stories. There's in fact one particular story of a model in her underwear that is titled Her Cornish Holiday. At one point, Mickey sees you and says, yeah. And you see him pick up that article that you're looking at, and he throws open the door. Jimmy, page 4. No. Above the fold. We want to make sure we show off the young lady's assets, as it were. And he closed the door. Sorry about that. Got to get that paper out.
Did Jackson happen to work with anybody else at the paper here, and any of your...
Nah, not that I'm aware of. But, no, most of the time, like I said, he was come in and just sort of see, keep his ear low to the ground, aye? He's a good boy that way. Just keeping us aware of the real goings on.
The stories that you just told us about in the archives, are they only found here?
Oh, aye. Nobody else reports the truth quite like the scoop.
And can't get issues at local libraries, anything like that either?
Oh, you could. It's easy enough. He's like, you really haven't made any social roles or impressed upon him, but...
Can I charm him to have Mary and or Jimmy pull the from the archives?
You can give it a shot.
That's a fail. That's a 77 out of 66.
Sorry, lass. Really gotta get that paper out. But if you'd like to show yourself to the archives, old Willie's in the back there. He could sort of point you in the right direction.
There was a Willie earlier. You already used that name.
William, popular name.
In London, yes. In England, William, popular name. Fact. Would someone like to make a library use roll?
Sure. No. Gosh dang.
Roll me a d4, please.
Uno.
It takes you about an hour.
The Scoop. February 28, 1924. Shocking canvases craze. local artists' monstrous scenes mock surrealists. Now collectors can buy savage scenes which rival or surpass the worst nightmares of the Great War, but which are far more exotic than that grim business. London artist Mr. Miles Shipley's work is being sought out by collectors, who have paid up to £300 for individual paintings. This correspondent has seen a number of the works of artist Miles Shipley, and finds them repulsive beyond belief. Maidens ravished, monsters ripping out a man's innards, shadowy grotesque landscapes, and faces grimacing in horror represent only a fraction of Shipley's nightmarish work. Despite their repellent content, these works are conceived and executed with uncanny verisimilitude. Mr. Shipley's imagination is sublime, and it is almost as though the artist has worked from photographs of alien places surely never of this earth. The artist reportedly is in contact with, quote, utter dimensions, end quote, in which powerful beings exist, and says he merely renders visible his visions. Mr. Shipley is a working-class man without formal artistic training, who has nonetheless made good where thousands have failed. Art critics say that Shipley provides an English answer to the continental artistic movement of surrealism, whose controversial practitioners have still to convince John Bull that the way in which a thing is painted is more important than what is painted. A tip of the hat to Mr. Shipley for exposing those frauds.
A little while later, you come across another one that says,
"The Scoop, May 13th, 1924. Police baffled by monstrous murders. Killer be shot but still alive? Derwent Valley residents, shocked last month by two murders and a serious assault on a third victim, are still without a satisfactory explanation or perpetrator of the dreadful attacks. At the time, Lesser Adale farmer George Osgood and resident Lydia Perkins were torn to shreds in apparently unrelated murders on consecutive nights. On a third night, wheelwright Harold Short was nearly killed but managed to drive off his attacker, which he described as a, quote, grisly creature, end quote. According to the Lesser Edale Constabulary, a rabid dog was shot and killed on the night of Mr. Short's attack. The police believed the matter to be closed. Nevertheless, local residents have subsequently claimed to have seen and heard a strange beast lurking around the area. Reportedly, the good folk of Lesser Edale still endure sleepless nights due to the bizarre wailings of the beast on nights of the full moon. Readers of The Scoop are reminded to their esteemed journal's long-standing danger protocols and are advised that the picturesque cliffs of the Derbyshire Peak District have been declared to be a zone of high danger. Residents of the Midlands are advised to remain indoors at night and to report all mysterious happenings to the police and to The Scoop."
And Jasmine, you then find the third article that he was talking about.
"The Scoop, July 3rd, 1924. Slaughter continues. Reward offered. An unidentified foreigner was found floating in the Thames last Tuesday, the 24th. Another victim in the so-called Egyptian murders? Inspector James Barrington of the Yard refused to comment when asked by The Scoop. Sources exclusive to this journal state that the victim had been beaten severely and then stabbed through the heart in a manner curiously similar to other murders that have taken place over the last 3 years. The connection seems obvious, but New Scotland Yard has yet to confirm that the deaths are connected. Inspector Barrington and his colleagues appear baffled and no closer to catching the heinous perpetrator of these crimes. Londoners cry out, 'When will our streets be safe?' Readers of The Scoop are reminded that this esteemed journal has a reward, now standing at £24, for information leading to the apprehension and conviction of the murderer. Be vigilant."
So I'll leave you with those for a minute. Also, there's an ad for HP sauce.
Yeah, I saw. Is nice with cheese.
Stabbed in the heart or innards torn out?
Don't know. This one's in London. Pulled out of the Thames.
Yep.
Oh, no, there's a great many things in there that I'm like, I really don't want to talk to this guy, but Sybil totally would.
Why? Your names are almost the same.
Shipley?
Miles Shipley.
Ripley?
Ripley Robertson?
I knew you first as Ripley.
Believe it or not.
Boo. anything you actually want to focus on. So you find it in an hour or so. It's late afternoon on Sunday now.
Really, the only thing that we don't have a location on is where Shipley would be. So I would ask to see if anybody has a bead on where he may be located.
Or his art.
At this point, the hustle and bustle of The Scoop in the last hour has died down a little bit, probably because they've already sent the copy to press, although there were some exciting moments where you heard exclamations from Mickey like, "Jesus Christ!
For Pete's sake!
I need a goddamn drink!"
He forgot.
Oh no, he made the sign of the cross. You're in another room. You just hear it muffled through the wall.
Don't mind me, I'm looking up phases of the moon.
I don't know why you'd be worried about that.
Because one of them has attacks during the full moon, so I want to go there right before it happens.
It's a thing.
Bum, 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 bum. Tomorrow, the 9th, is the full moon.
Of course.
Things in this game will continue moving whether you guys do or not.
Let's go.
It's a choice.
Either that or I gotta wait another few weeks. I don't wanna.
Where are we going?
First off, I was trying to answer your question.
Baskerville?
No.
Mickey pops his head in. About to close for today. Find what you need.
Mostly, do you happen to have any information on Miles Shipley? The artist? Where he might be or where his art may be?
Jimmy! And he says, pull the file, that artist. Yeah, the crazy one. And they're able to pull it. His address is in Chelsea. It is, in fact, 6 Holbein Mews, Chelsea, London. Southwest 1 West. So you folks find what you need, then.
What about Harold Short?
Harold Short?
He's the survivor of the attacks.
What's the town?
Lesser Edale.
I think it's
Edale. Edale.
I think it's Edale. I didn't look it up. Mickey looks at it. He's like, it looks like something I took off the wire, gave a little extra whoosh to make sure it was the up to the scoops quality. Lesser Edale's in Derbyshire. I don't know much more than that. Small community. Real rural. I believe it's in Middle England.
Okay.
I assume it's a real place. I'm going to take a look.
Derbyshire is.
Well, Derbyshire definitely is.
Derbyshire.
Edale is a village and civil parish in the Peak District, Derbyshire, England. It's pretty far north, actually. Got a pretty church. Looks like it's in the hills.
Does it look like it runs on ley lines?
There you go. Very nice country.
Party.
I just see green. There we go.
It is on a ley line. All churches are on ley lines.
Well, in England they are, right?
Isn't that why they built them? Cover up the ley lines, make it sacred land?
It's Yogg-Sothoth, right?
What?
Was that one Yogg-Sothoth?
It's the one I talked to, yes.
No, Yugolnak. It was Yugolnak. Where the guy was cutting his hands at the church. Tatters.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad you gave us a Southwest 1 West, because that tells us what area of the map it's in. It's Chelsea.
Anything else I can do for you?
Buy you a drink at the pub?
Can't say I've ever turned down a drink offer from a pretty lass such as yourself. Oh, he pops off to the pub with you. He's more than happy to converse and tell stories about Jackson Elias and anything else you want to talk about.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep Othep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.